There's a report out, the State Occupational Licensing Index, and the Alaska Policy Forum is a part of this. Two gentlemen wrote this, Dr. Noah Trudeau of the St. Francis University in Pennsylvania and Dr. Edward Timmons, who is got quite a pedigree, actually. He is a senior fellow at the Archbridge Institute and the Service Associate Professor of Economics and Director of the Knee Center for the Study of Occupational Regulation at the John Chambers School of Business and Economics at West Virginia University. And Dr. Timmons, I hope that's not on your card. I think you need a bigger card. How are you?
Very good, Mike. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. So tell me, what is this all about? What did you and Dr. Trudeau do here with the State Occupational Licensing Index? Why did you do it?
So we really felt that this issue deserved more attention. Occupational licensing today affects about one in five workers, and that's twice the amount of workers that are affected by unions, more than 10 times the amount of workers that receive the minimum wage. And we just felt that this issue deserved more of a spotlight, and we wanted to give states some more information about how they stacked up and how they ranked relative to other states.
So how did we do here in Alaska? Are we good or bad?
So at least in our report, Alaska did pretty well. In our report, you want to be near the bottom, and Alaska was near the bottom. They came in 44th out of 51st. But, you know, and we think that Alaska, just like every other state, definitely has some work left to do.
Well, for instance, what are the kinds of things that you looked at in terms of these, I guess you call them barriers? What did you look at specifically?
So we counted up the number of licenses, and we also took a look at how licensing requirements compare across different occupations. And let me just give you a quick example.
Sure.
Barbers and cosmetologists in Alaska have to complete 1,650 hours of education and training. And if we compare that to EMTs, where, you know, I think we probably would agree that we want to make sure that people have the training, you know, that they have people's lives in their hands.
Absolutely.
EMTs only have to complete 140 hours. So, you know, discrepancies like that, I think, are worth pointing out and shedding light on. And it's hard to justify why some of these professions have as long of an education requirement as they do.
Well, I guess, you know, I guess that's a really good question. So when you say we have a lot of work to do up here or more work to do up here, are you speaking about that kind of thing where perhaps one profession or one group needs to get more training and more hours and another one less?
That's exactly right. You know, I think there are a number of states that have much less stringent requirements for barbers, even a state like New York, where it doesn't necessarily have a reputation for having, you know, lenient regulation, or, you know, being the wild, wild west as far as regulatory requirements. Barbers in New York State have to complete less than 300 hours of education, and, you know, compare that to the amount of education that barbers in Alaska get. And, you know, you start to wonder, you know, why is Alaska requiring so many hours of training for people to cut hair?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's a good question. So, what next? Is there a movie on this deal next, Doc?
I wish. You know, I hope that they get Brad Pitt to play me. our hope is that you know, going forward, that we're going to be able to update this report. We plan to put it out every year and, you know, let people keep track of how their states stack up, because more and more states are thinking about enacting some reforms on this particular regulation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're keeping track of it and, giving information to states as they start to consider reforms.
So have you gotten any feedback from any of the states? Has Alaska given you any kind of feedback as to what your report is saying?
We've had some communication with some folks, I think Alaska's already taken some important steps. I know that there's a bill pending that would give workers from other states a pathway and make it easier for them to move into Alaska and begin working, because that's another big challenge with licensing. Occupational licenses don't work like driver's licenses. You know, if you drive from Washington State into Oregon, your license is still valid. But if I move from California into Alaska, it's not necessarily clear that I'll be able to continue working. I might have to meet some additional requirements. And there is a reform that's moving through the legislature right now that would make it a little bit easier for folks that move into Alaska to keep working.
So you're looking at more reciprocity, and it seems like there are certain things that you need to look at. I mean, if you're a barber in New York and you're a barber in California or Alaska, it would seem to me that you could be a barber, or am I wrong?
No, I think you're right. I mean, certainly haircuts might be a little bit different, but I don't think that consumers in Alaska versus consumers in Arizona, I don't think they have different expectations about the haircut they're going to get. So it would certainly seem like if you're a barber in one state, you should be able to be a barber in another state.
Yeah, I think that's right. What about other professions, such as lawyers, doctors, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think there the argument is stronger as to why we might want to have licensing and why it makes sense to have that protection. Mm-hmm. But, even in the case of a profession like a doctor, licensing in of itself generally doesn't do the job. You have to have additional protections like board certification and operating room privileges and things like that to make sure that doctors are qualified and able to do the job. So even in those cases, we might want to have licensing, but I think it's important to note that licensing still doesn't protect us. Licensing isn't necessarily doing everything that we'd like it to.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an interesting study, and hopefully you guys will do it every year. It's available over on the website of the Alaska Policy Forum if people want to look at it and download it. It's lengthy and very complete and actually quite impressive, and I just wanted to let you know that I've actually read it. So in case you wanted to give me a quiz.
That's always reassuring to know that somebody took the time to read my long report. So I appreciate that.
Well, anytime a professor has something, I always make sure I read it because I didn't. Maybe you were going to give me a quiz today.
That's true. I like pop quizzes.
All right. Dr. Timmons, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Have a great day, Mike. I appreciate it.
You too. You bet.